Women love hanging around guys with these attractive habits. Hey there, it's Anna. Ever wonder what sets certain guys apart, making them irresistible to women? Today, I'm spilling the secrets on the habits that women absolutely love in men. These are game-changing behaviors that draw women in, keeping them intrigued and wanting more. So if you are ready to become the guy that women love to be around, stay tuned. You might just discover the changes that could elevate your social game to new heights. Let's dive in. Optimistic outlook. All right, gentlemen, let's kick things off with a habit that's sure to make you a magnet for the ladies, an optimistic outlook. Now, I know what you might be thinking, but what if my life isn't all sunshine and rainbows? Well, guess what? No one's is. But the key is how you choose to approach these challenges. See, women are drawn to men who can maintain a positive attitude even in the face of adversity. It's not about being naive or ignoring problems. It's about having the confidence and resilience to know that you can handle whatever life throws your way. So how can you cultivate that optimistic outlook? Start by focusing on the things you are grateful for rather than dwelling on what's going wrong. Surround yourself with positive people who lift you up rather than dragging you down. And when those inevitable obstacles do arise, try to reframe them as opportunities for growth and learning. Trust me, when a woman sees that you can keep a smile on your face and a spring in your step, even when the going gets tough, that's when she'll know she's found a keeper. So embrace that glass half full mentality. It's a surefire way to keep the ladies coming back for more. Spontaneity and adventure seeking. Let's talk about a habit that's sure to keep things exciting: spontaneity and adventure seeking. Now, I'm not saying you need to be jumping out of airplanes or swimming with sharks every weekend, although hey, if that's your thing, go for it. But having a willingness to try new things and embrace the unexpected, that's a quality that women find irresistible. Think about it, life can get pretty routine sometimes. Wake up, go to work, come home, rinse and repeat. But when you are the kind of guy who's always down for a little spontaneous fun, that's when things get interesting. Maybe it's surprising her with tickets to that band she mentioned loving, even though you've never heard of them, or suggesting a last-minute road trip to a nearby town you've always wanted to explore. The point is, you are showing her that you are not afraid to shake things up and try something new. And here's the best part, that sense of adventure is contagious. When she sees how much fun you are having, how alive and engaged you are with the world around you, she can't help but want to be a part of that. Suddenly, everyday life feels a little more exciting, a little more filled with possibility. Ambition and goal-oriented behavior. Now, I know what you might be thinking, but isn't being too focused on your career a turnoff? And sure, if you are the kind of man who's married to his job and never makes time for anything else, that can be a problem. But having clear goals and the determination to achieve them, that's a whole different story. See, when a woman sees that you are driven and passionate about something, that you've got a vision for your life and you are working hard to make it a reality, that's incredibly attractive. It shows that you are not just drifting through life, waiting for things to happen to you. You are taking control, making things happen for yourself. And that kind of proactive go-getter attitude, it's a major turn-on. Plus, when you are focused on your goals, it gives you a sense of purpose and direction that's really appealing. You're not just talking about your dreams, you are actively pursuing them. And that kind of dedication and commitment, it's a great indicator of how you'll approach other areas of your life, including your relationships. So how can you cultivate that ambitious, goal-oriented mindset? Start by getting clear on what you want, both in your career and your personal life. Set specific, achievable goals for yourself and then break them down into smaller, manageable steps. And don't be afraid to share your aspirations with her. When you talk about your dreams and the progress you are making towards them, it gives her a window into your world and what makes you tick. Just remember, it's not about bragging or trying to impress her with your accomplishments. It's about inviting her to be a part of your journey and showing her that you are a man with a plan. A balance between work and life. All right, fellas, let's talk about a habit that's often overlooked but incredibly important: maintaining a healthy balance between work and life. Now, I know we just discussed the importance of ambition and goal-oriented behavior, but here's the thing. If you are all work and no play, that's a recipe for burnout, not just for you, but for your relationships too. See, when you are the kind of guy who's always tied to his desk or glued to his phone, always cancelling plans last minute because something else came up at work, that sends a pretty clear message to the woman in your life that she's not a priority. But when you make a conscious effort to carve out time for the things and people that matter most to you, that's when you show her that you value your life outside of work just as much as you value your career. Maybe it's making sure you always keep your Sunday mornings free for a lazy brunch date, no matter how hectic your week has been, or setting boundaries with your boss about not answering emails after a certain hour, so you can be fully present when you are with her. The point is, you are showing her that you understand the importance of balance, that you're not willing to sacrifice your personal attitude on the altar of your professional ambitions. And here's the best part. When you are able to step away from work and fully engage with the other aspects of your life, that's when you'll be the most refreshed, energized, and creative when you do return to your desk. It's a win-win situation. Trust me, gentlemen, when you are able to strike that healthy balance between your professional and personal lives, that's when you'll be the most attractive version of yourself, both to the women in your life and to the world at large. So don't be afraid to put in the work to find that sweet spot. It's worth it in more ways than one. Language and communication skills. Okay, let's dive into a habit that can make or break your success with women. Language and communication skills. Now, I'm not talking about being a smooth talker or having a way with words, although, hey, those things certainly don't hurt. I'm talking about the ability to articulate your thoughts clearly and engage in meaningful conversations. See, when you are the kind of guy who can express himself effectively, who can paint a vivid picture with his words and really draw someone into his world, that's incredibly attractive to women. It shows that you are thoughtful and introspective, that you've taken the time to really understand yourself and what you believe in. And when you are able to communicate those things to her in a way that's clear, concise, and compelling, that's when she'll start to see you as someone she wants to know on a deeper level. But it's not just about being a good talker, it's also about being a good listener. When you are fully present in a conversation, when you're really taking in what she's saying and responding in a way that shows you've heard and understand her, that's when the real magic happens. So how can you start improving your language and communication skills? Start by practicing active listening. Really focus on what the other person is saying and resist the urge to interrupt or formulate your response while they are still talking. And when it's your turn to speak, take a moment to gather your thoughts and think about how you want to express yourself. Use specific concrete examples to illustrate your points and don't be afraid to show a little vulnerability. That's what creates real intimacy. And remember, communication is a two-way street. Make sure you are creating space for her to share her own thoughts and feelings. Really take the time to understand where she's coming from. Reliability and dependability. All right, let's talk about a habit that might not sound sexy on the surface, but trust me, it's a major turn on for women. Reliability and dependability. Now, I know those words might conjure up images of a boring, predictable guy, but that's not what I'm talking about at all. See, when you are the kind of guy who follows through on his word, who shows up when he says he will and does what he promises to do, that's incredibly attractive to women. It shows that you are trustworthy and responsible, that you take your commitment seriously, and you don't make promises you can't keep. And in a world where flakiness and unreliability are all too common, that kind of dependability is a rare and precious thing. Think about it. When a woman knows she can count on you no matter what, that's when she feels truly safe and secure in your presence. She knows that if she needs you, you will be there, no questions asked. And that kind of unwavering support and loyalty, it's the foundation of any great relationship. It allows her to relax and be her true self around you, knowing that you've got her back through thick and thin. So how can you start cultivating that dependable, reliable nature? Start by being honest with yourself and others about what you do and what you can't do. Don't overcommit or make promises you're not sure you can keep. It's better to underpromise and overdeliver than the other way around. And when you do make a commitment, stick to it. Show up on time, follow through on your words, and communicate openly and honestly if something comes up that might interfere with your ability to keep your promise. And remember, being reliable doesn't mean being perfect. We all make mistakes and face challenges sometimes. The key is how you handle those situations. Do you take responsibility, communicate clearly, and do your best to make things right? That's what really counts. Trust me, when you are the kind of guy she can depend on no matter what, that's when you'll become an indispensable part of her life, someone she can't imagine being without. So don't underestimate the power of being a rock in a world full of shifting sands. It's a quality that will never go out of style. So now that you know the habits that women love in a guy, what's next for you? Discover how a woman greets you when she's crazy about you, or learn what she asks when she's been thinking of you romantically. Thanks for watching. Please like, comment, and subscribe for more.